Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Freebie, the host, and what would you do in this situation?
Okay.
Now, this is Saturday night for us.
Yeah.
Me, Kayla, and all the boys, six of them. And we're just making quesadillas for dinner. The kids are sort of making them themselves, which means it's a little more chaotic than if we had just sat down to the table.
Okay.
But they're learning their skills. Some of them well, some of them will never live on their own, I think. Knock on the door, or doorbell rings, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the door. It's a lady, looks like she's in her 70s, is alone.
Okay.
I go, hello. Sorry to bother you. No problem. I used to live here.
Uh-oh. Oh. Okay.
I go, you did? When did you live here? It was 1988 to 2010 or something.
Hmm.
Okay. And then there was a pause just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where I assumed I'm supposed to say, would you like to come in and see the house? What
no.
would you do?
That's nice. It's dinner time.
And then just close the door in her face?
I mean, realistically, if somebody came up to my house is 100 years old, and yeah. said this, I would let them in the door for sure. And after I showed them a couple things here and there, I would immediately start to regret that decision because I'd have to carry on small talk with someone who's probably going to chat and chat and chat and tell me about how all the rooms were and all the lives lived. And then I'd sit there and think to myself, this is cool.
I don't care.
For I let second. Her in. Oh, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I felt like the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Because the longer it went, my impression is that she had lost her husband. And this was a place she had lived at with her husband and maybe some kids. I don't know that for a fact. But there was a lot of we, and it was only her. And she mentioned that she lived in a condo now and whatever. But as she's going through the house, my poor wife is trying to keep up with six kids making their own quesadillas.
Mm-hmm.
So she's pretty busy. And I'm walking through with a strange old lady who's like, oh, this used to be different. And Kayla's only half paying attention, but then an amazing string of things happened. There are certain things, like everybody's house, you have certain things that were there when you bought it. They're like, I wouldn't have done that. That yes. is stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Well, this lady, unbeknownst to her, started running off a string of things. Oh, this is still here, and this is still here. And it was like she was doing a list of things my wife hates. She's like, oh, the light over the dining table. Oh, I loved that so much. I'm so glad you still have it. And every time like, my wife looks at it, she refers to it as that effing ugly thing. And then she points at the stove and she said, oh, it was our idea to do this to this room. And I look, catch a side eye of Kayla and she's like, I'm going to push this old lady down the stairs because she made everything wrong about this place that I don't like.
Right.
But not once did she look around and go, now, again, six kids making quesadillas. Three dogs who are trying to follow us to every room, which is annoying. My wife, definitely not paying attention because she's trying to keep up with the six.
Yeah.
Six kids. At no point did this lady go, while you're having dinner. Instead, she said, would it be too much to see the master bedroom?
Yes. Yes, it would.
Yeah.
I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what it looks like right now.
Yeah. Unless you're going to go, and that's where the treasure is.
Yeah.
Then
she was
no.
very sweet, but sure, I had to do a close. Like, normally you'd wait till that person goes, well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I walked her around the upstairs, or like the main level, and then she asked about the master bedroom, and I went, nah, probably not right now. You know, we're having dinner. And then she went into a, this is what happened in this room, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
And I went, that is great. I hope you've enjoyed this stroll down memory lane. And I started walking towards the door, and she ended up leaving. She was very polite and sweet and very grateful for getting to come in. You could tell it was kind of emotional for her. And I get it, because I've had that urge when you go by, like when I go by the house I grew up in, I kind of want to go in and see it.
That's where Charlie collapsed and split his head and bled out.
Oh, I was also worried about that. That's why I didn't ask anything about her family. Like, oh, that's where he got rubella and died.
That's where Charlie had a stroke and stopped remembering my name.
Oh, God.
Oh.
But
that's where the intruder entered.
I got scolded by one of our 13-year-olds for ushering her out of the house.
You thought you were being rude?
Yeah. Mm. Like, you made that lady leave. And I go,
Yeah.
I sure did.
Honestly,
I also let her in. I'm a hero.
Honestly, I'm pretty impressed, because I think if this similar situation happened to me, I would conclude it and then go, hey, guys, that was crazy, huh? And they'd go, what? There was a woman in here?
Well,
there was a stranger? Oh.
Howings, I'm glad you brought that up.
Didn't even notice.
Because one of our 13-year-olds, the other one, not especially known for his eye for detail or social cues. So he walked in after she had already been out standing on the deck next to him while he made his quesadilla. Mm-hmm. Walked in while she's standing in the kitchen making small talk with Kayla, points at her like this and goes, who is that? Which is an extraordinarily rude introduction.
I think that's a fair question.
But then we said, oh, she used to live here. And he went, oh, nice to meet you, ma'am. And then sat down. I'm like, boy, you got both worlds there.
Well, I think that's fair.
It was.
Ultimately, I think it was probably very nice for her, because she got to see you guys breathing new life into a house that holds
I think
a lot
she
of old
really
memories
enjoyed
for her.
It.
Yeah.
That
so
had
I think
a lot of death in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no death in the house.
Yeah.
You don't know that for
I
sure.
don't know that at all.
You know, I mean, she might be fully alone. Maybe your kids are dead, and who knows? Maybe, you know, she wants to, like, you to invite her to holidays now.
There,
maybe everyone she encounters dies.
Oh, yeah. Did you
You're going to feel bad if somebody dies in my family, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think of that?
For bringing up that old lady curse.
No. It's
the old Kate curse.
Because with this show, it's okay if we joke about it.
Yeah,
it's like the breakfast bet.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you noticed your plants unnecessarily dying?
No, but I did become irrationally concerned later in the night that she was scoping the place out for a series of robberies done by senior citizens.
Well, you have no idea what her background is. If she actually lived in that house, she could have been casing the joint for her two younger sons who are thieves. They could be part of a
Very
crime
possible.
Family.
Yeah, the
Very
wet
possible.
Bandits are going to come back.
That's probably it.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. So how often are you here? Oh, okay.